Team 33, the football magazine show for the football purists.
Oh, come on, it has! They had one team in the quarterfinals.
Live at 9 p.m. every Friday on OTB Sports Radio. On the OTB Sports app.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's mow. Don't miss a second of the action. Subscribe now to the OTB AM podcast to get it every weekday morning in your podcast feed from 10 a.m.
Let's turn now to Aidan O'Shea, Audi Ballina ambassador. I'm delighted to say he joins us on the line. Morning to you, Aidan.
Morning, Aidan. How are you?
Flying it, thanks. Yeah, thanks a million for jumping on this morning. Great to get a chance to chat to you, and we'll talk to maybe a bit about the football in a second. But I see you've been tweeting about the thing we spent much of the morning, and to be fair, much of the last week, talking about the passing of Diego Armando Maradona. What did he mean to you?
Yeah, obviously I'm a little bit younger in terms of having a chance to see him play. So yeah, I suppose he's an iconic figure. And I suppose reference to myself, I seen Keith Earls, I think it was, I read or listened to him talk about watching the famous clip of him warming up prior to games. And I just thought it was brilliant, that clip. I just, I love watching it. So it's something I try and do before a big game or on the way in a bus, usually a bus, try and watch the clip. I just think it just shows the kind of, that kind of freedom and just wandering around doing his own thing, laces opened. I just raised ball, and I think anybody that you listen to or read about that's played with him or come across him just shows the kind of character he is. I know he's a flawed genius, but a genius at best.
Mm. Is there room for that kind of approach for in a Mayo warm-up? Does James Horan say, listen, you tip over there and start doing a few keepy-uppies and tipping it off your shoulder?
Have you not seen Mac Dee doing the warm-ups before a week him out on the pitch the last few weeks? Yeah, there's another genius there. But yeah, no, I'm not quite sure. We have time these days when we get out of the pitch with COVID. We have about a very short window to get a bit of work done. So I'm not sure we'd have too much time to be going around with the laces open.
Yeah. Look, obviously everybody's looking at the Final Four, Aidan, and they're hanging their hats on Mayo, rightly or wrongly, to be the only ones that are left now that are capable of challenging Dublin. So no pressure.
None taken. We're just... obviously we've had the extra week's break. We were able to sit back and look at the quarterfinals or the Connacht, the provincial finals everywhere else last weekend. And, obviously we had an eye on the Munster provincial final. And obviously you knew it could have gone either way going into it. Two very good teams. And I suppose no surprise from our side that Tipper, our opponents, we've played them a couple of times over the last few years, and really experienced team with some quality up there as well.
What's it like actually having a break this year before a massive game?
Yeah, strange actually. I took some time last weekend and just kind of counted up the number of games I've played since we came back. I think it's something crazy like 17 or 18 games in 19 weeks. So it's been pretty insane in terms of full on from club right through to the county. So I have to say I was delighted to have a weekend off and recharge the batteries. It was definitely required. Love playing football and love playing games, but just trying to balance everything in terms of work and trying to recover and get ready and get your kind of information you need about the opposition ahead, and obviously training. So it's just it is full on, and the break has been much needed.
Because that has been the question or the dilemma around Mayo in recent seasons, that qualifier runs have allowed you to build up ahead of steam, but really some of your best performances have come in an All-Ireland final after that break, whereas, say, last year against Dublin went into that game much more rested than you did, it seemed.
Yeah, well, we played all right for the first 35 minutes, but it's one of those conundrums that, people are already saying into the goal game for us that, we've been on the road for 5 weeks and they'd been fresh in terms of not having any kind of title or kind of championship game. It can go both ways, I suppose. But I think that for us, we have built up a nice bit of momentum. We've got an opportunity to play a lot of players. Guys, I think we've got 8 or 9 championship debutants over the last 5 weeks, which is huge. And, that's been great for the squad. And also we've got players coming back from injury as well, which means we're in a pretty good position going into this semi-final.
How good are these young guys in terms of being in the camp, in terms of having the head on their shoulders to be able to, I guess, stand the battle in these big games or games that are coming up over the next few weeks?
Yeah, look, we don't know the answer to that question, but they're really good players. you know, the fact that, you know, James is throwing them in, he's not throwing them in for the sake of throwing in a young fella. They're ready and they're really, really capable guys. You know, we've known that for the last number of years. There's a nice core group of players coming through there. You know, mightn't have seen it in underage success somewhat, but we know from playing against them the level of player they are. And then I suppose when they come in, I think the break of COVID may have helped as well. Just gives you more opportunity for the guys just to get, you know, I suppose mature in terms of physically, and then obviously just even on the mental side of the game and technical side of the game to understand the requirements and stuff like that. So I think it has helped in some way. Some of the players that maybe played earlier in the league, you've seen a big sea change when we come back. So that's been huge. And I think the freshness about it for us as kind of the older brigade, I don't really like saying that, but yeah, no, they are, it's great and it's infectious, to be honest, to be around them. You talk about Maradona earlier on, these guys are coming in kind of free, they're exciting, they're expressive, you know, they're not worried of the consequences of losing a ball or kicking it away. And, you know, sometimes as you get older, you probably worry a little bit more about the consequences of a turnover, whatever it is, and it plays on your mind a bit more. These guys don't think like that, so it's cool.
What's Tommy Gold's like in training?
The funny thing about the Tommy Gold's one is there's another Tommy Gold's from Kiltane, and his nickname is actually Tommy Gold's. And it's there's a funny story. I won't name the player about who it was, but he came in. Tommy Gold's actually came into the squad. He's from Kiltane, a really good player. And I remember another corner forward who was in the squad at the time said he was nicknamed was Tommy Gold's, and he scored lots of goals, but the other corner forward said, yeah, he'll be Tommy assists when he comes in here. But anyway, no, Tommy's a serious player, lovely fella. I know he comes from the Neil down in South Mayo, and they're hugely proud of what he's doing. But I mean, his speed alone, but his work rate off the ball is, you know, it's up there with anybody else in the country at the moment. He's working so hard off the ball, tackling back, getting turnovers for us, which is huge. He's a really exciting prospect.
Who's promoting that culture in the campaign of not allowing fear to seep in? You mentioned there's a lot of fear in Gaelic games at the moment. If you kick a ball away, you almost feel like you're getting dropped. Why don't Mayo players feel like that?
I think it's down to, I suppose, some of the coaching, just kind of get back to that expressive piece. You know, we back our skill set, and also back to that point of the younger group. You know, it's the way we want to play. We want to play an exciting brand of football. We understand there's a bit of risk to that in terms of turnovers, you know, and a lot of teams are playing possession-based football, but we want to play a high-octane game where we take risks and we play free. So I think we have the players to do that, and I think, as I say, those younger crew are really exciting, and I think they've embedded so well with that kind of model that it works for us.
How have you been enjoying, I guess, a bit more time at full forward this year? I think when everybody came back, that game against Galway in particular was one that raised a lot of eyebrows, that you would be in there and causing a lot of damage in and around the square. Is that where you're going to be for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I have enjoyed it. I suppose the first point, I have enjoyed it in terms of, I think back in January or February when I was back training, James and Kieran just kind of came to me and said, look, we're going to try and play here a bit more and want you to get more comfortable in there. I think, you know, previously, and maybe I've mentioned this, but, you know, it's not a position that you can just throw yourself into. You need to spend time there. And I think my comfort levels in there previously, you know, I can do a job, but just to get more comfortable in terms of my movement, my patience in there, and just to get build up a level of understanding with the players around me, both outside and in, you know, I probably haven't had that time. And, you know, for basically the whole year, you know, when we came back, I've been playing there for the club and just working hard on that position, which I've never really done in my career. So I've really enjoyed that aspect of it. In terms of whether I'll be there for the rest of the year, I'm not sure. You know, obviously in and out against Galway and similar against Roscommon. And, you know, we'll see against Tipperary. I've been there enjoying it. And if that's where James wants to be playing, a week's time, then absolutely no problem.
How do you work on the movement that you mentioned there?
Yeah, like just being a bit more efficient with it. You know, I'd probably be, for somebody who's in there not too often, they probably an awful lot of straight line running, and it's much easier to mark. And, you know, I'd probably just watch, you know, we're lucky to have the technology of the drones and stuff like that are training. So you get a good aerial view of your movement and things that you can work on, and just that timing aspect as well, because there's no point making decent runs if you're not making it at the right time in terms of the people on the pitch and what their skill sets are. So, you know, it's all those kind of things and joining the dots together and making sure that you're efficient and effective in what you do inside.
Did that playing a bit further inside, Aidan, does that mean we're not going to get to see yourself and Colin O'Riordan, who's been cleared, I think, in the last 24 hours to play, duking it out around the middle of the pitch under the high ball?
I'm sure there'll be a few throw-ins that I might wander out for, but Colin's a serious player, and you know, obviously we've seen that even when he was playing under 21 as it was at the time, and he's done unbelievably well down in Australia. So you know, it's a huge boost for Tipperary, but you know, look, I think our guys out there in the middle will look forward to that challenge and embrace it.
You were talking there a little while ago about the break, obviously, that you've been in Florida over the last little while, and it was a bit of rest and recuperation, and I suppose he lets the mind relax a bit. Has it allowed you at all, or have you thought at all about, like, you have been around and you know the rarity of an All-Ireland semi-final, not to mind a final, and that they don't come around that often, and how close you are to be within grasp of climbing the steps of the Hogan Stand, you yourself, obviously, to lift the trophy given your position this year. Have you allowed your mind to drift or to wander or to visualise maybe what that might be like?
No. I think, you know, for us as intercounty footballers, I said this to the group before the Galway game, you know, we had a chance going into the Galway game to basically come together, whatever it was, 7 or 8 times again before the next game. And I think we're really lucky at the moment. A lot of people are struggling in terms of level 5 lockdown, not being able to do what they love doing, whether that might be going to see their parents, go to a gym, whatever it is. And I genuinely just think we've really enjoyed that aspect. We're so lucky to have an outlet at the moment. I'm not quite sure if I was out of the championship, you know, I'd be struggling with the boredom of being in our house. And I think that being able to go to training tonight and meet the lads and basically do what we love doing, and being able to extend that for a couple of weeks, I suppose that's one of the driving factors going into next weekend. I want to do that for another couple of weeks. I want to do it for as long as I can this year. So I think that's a really important thing for us and something that personally I've really enjoyed that outlet.
Yeah, well, you've 31 counties cheering you on, obviously, is the happy position you can be in at the minute. We'll see how it pans out over the next few weeks. We mentioned at the top you're on, obviously, you're an Audi Ballina ambassador. What model are you driving?
Driving an A4 S-Line. It's lovely, yeah. They're great down there, so big shout-out to them.
Good. Well, nice to be able to travel in style at the minute, obviously, anyway, and everybody has to travel that way. Aidan, best of luck, obviously, over best of luck over the next few weeks, and thanks a million for joining us.
Cheers, guys. Thanks, Liam.
Don't miss a second of the action. Subscribe now to the OTB AM podcast to get it every weekday morning in your podcast feed from 10 a.m.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.